It's going. Okay, good. Okay, just to know, so it's Hal asked a question. Mars, Hal, whatever. So the question is, it's a good question, I don't answer. And Rashi, we said yesterday, is that if the guy did a b'mezid, Rashi's point here is if he put his hand across b'mezid, so now there's no mechshol. Basically, the guy's definitely not going to come to a net to chayiv misa, to bring his hand, to dropping the object, because he's saying is he's going to be chayiv misa. So therefore, he's saying is that therefore there's no problem making the knas that he's going to have to keep his hand there, because he's not going to drop it. It's chayiv misa. So the question is, yeah, but don't you need hasra, edim and hasra, to be chayiv misa? Now, presumably there's no guy standing there at any moment, every single second, warning him, saying, don't do it, the whole day. So he's not literally going to be chayiv misa, he's not going to literally be killed. So, I mean, it would seem that was his point. His point is that there's no chashash that the guy's going to drop it because of the chayiv misa. But it seems like he's not actually going to get killed. So, I mean, it seems you'd have to say, man, it makes it a weaker point, but like what David's saying is that the avera and the time where there are courts and there is capital punishment, and it's true there are conditions you need asra, but a guy's not going to, doesn't do that. You don't do an avera, which is so to speak, if the conditions were there, they'd kill you. It's too risky, or a person just, it's the fear of the courts is just such, it's like, you just don't want to mess around with that kind of thing, you know? So apparently he's saying it's psychologically a guy, it's not a mechshol, a guy's not going to do it. Shogeg, a guy would do it, but a guy is not willing to do that. But it's hard. I mean, you could say it, but another thing, you question it. So I don't know. I mean, I'd like to see if someone discussed it. I didn't see anyone who discussed it, asked the question on Rashi, but it's a good question. I don't answer. Okay, but let's leave that question aside. It just seems like, you know, I don't see that question leading to, you know, like really breaking open the Rashi. It just seems like that's a fact that he's just assuming, and you know, so I think, well, let's leave the question aside and let's just proceed. Okay, you'll see if they say that. Okay, so what's the deal here? So let's just get the facts again. Okay, so you have this question. Okay, you have Rabibi's case, right? Rabibi's case is if you put the bread in the oven. The question is on Shabbos and the b'mezid, let's say. Well, I don't, he's not saying b'mezid. You put the bread in the oven on Shabbos. The question is, are you allowed to take it off? Which is generally a siddur rabbanan. Are you allowed to take it off and thereby prevent yourself from violating the siddur raisa? Or you say you're not allowed. Okay, you have to keep it on. So as we said, do you say that the din gader is a halachic component of the siddur rabbanan? In which case, then that's the moment. Since here it's the opposite of a gather, it's actually going to break down the Torah. So therefore, this darbana ceases to exist. Or do you say no? That the gather is the reason why they set it up. But baman is the law; it's just the law. You're not allowed to take the bread off. So that's it. So you have no right to violate it, even under these circumstances. Okay, that was okay. So then the Gemara wants to say. But you could prove from our Gemara, because in our Gemara you have the case where the guy put his hand out. Cross the Rishos on Shabbos, okay, puts his hand out, and which is Nisa Darabanan, and the Gemara entertains the fact that maybe he'd set up a knas, a penalty, that he has to keep his hand there, outstretched the whole Shabbos. So he says, yeah, but why aren't you worried? The guy's going to drop it, right? And then he'd be over Nisa Daraisa if he drops it. So it seems like we're not concerned about the Nisa Darabanan, the din knas, the din gather is really is not part of the halachic thing, and therefore, I don't care if it'll end up leading to the violation. But it's worth it for this, or this, or is a good deterrent. And that one case, okay, fine. So it's a mechshol, big deal. But we're going to set up the law since the gather is just the reason for the law, but not a halachic component of the law. So that law could exist. So it seems to be a proof from the fact that the Gemara is not bothered by that problem, by the problem that it may lead to deraisa, that's not an issue. So too by the pas, by the bread, it must not be an issue. Okay, so then the Gemara says, no, not so fast. It doesn't want to say that we're necessarily resolving Rabibi's problem. It wants Rabibi's problem to be open. Again, Rabibi's problem is, could you pull the bread off? Okay, could you pull it off to violate the Darabon in order to protect the Daraisa? So he says, why is it not so simple? Because in our case, he's saying is that, see, in our case, when the Kanas, and you have the Kanas, it's talking about where the guy put his hand across b'mezid on purpose. And we're penalizing him and saying, as you did this thing, it's b'mezid, So now we're going to force you to keep your hand there. We're going to force you to keep your hand there. Ah, so since we're forcing you to keep your hand there, now if you were to drop the object, you're Michayev Misa. So guys, you're not going to do that. So therefore, there's no Mechshel altogether. It's not going to lead to a Deraisa. When it's Mezid, it's not going to lead to a Deraisa altogether. So therefore, you can't prove Rav Bibi from that case. Okay, because the Knas is only by Mezid. Okay, by Shogeg, you would have been able to prove it. If you have the Knas by Shogeg, so there's no fear of death, fear of getting killed by the Bezdin. So then, if you said that even if he put his hand on the cross by Shogeg, he has to keep it there, then you'd prove that we don't care about Rav Bibi. You don't care about the fact that it may lead to a Deraisa violation. But it turns out by Shogeg, again, the Havmina thought apparently by Shogeg there was a Knas. But we're saying, no, there's no Knas by Shogeg. Okay, there's no Knas by Shogeg. So maybe you'll say, there's no Knas by Shogeg. It must be because of Bibi. You're worried about what's going to happen. Says, no, it's not true. The reason why there's no Knas by Shogeg has nothing to do with because maybe the guy will drop it, but it's simply because he didn't do anything on purpose. So why should we penalize him? What did he do wrong after all? He was just a Shogeg. I mean, so therefore you can't resolve it either way. In the Mezid case, the fact that there is a Knas, you can't resolve it because that's not going to lead to a Deraisa because the guy's not going to drop it. From the Shogeg case, that there's no Knas, you can't prove that we are concerned about the Deraisa because there's nothing to do with it. There's no Knas by Shogeg because he didn't do anything on purpose. And it's not a Shvos, which for some reason we have to explain why Rashi throws in. By Shogeg, it's also not a Shvos. It's not Nisr Darabanan, which the Darabanan would have to be Matir. It's just the Knas. It's just the penalty. So we're not going to penalize the guy when he's Shogeg. Okay, but by the bread case, there really is a Shvos. The Shvos there. So there, the only way to Matir it would be if you, would be if the guy, if the Darabanan come along and Matir. Okay, because of Rabibi. Okay, so let's, that's the Cheshman here. Okay, so the question is, I guess a few things. One thing, let's leave the Shvus problem for the side. We'll get to that afterwards, what Rashi is talking about there. But the question is, what's this issue about whether or not this Knas applies only by, even by Shogeg or only by Mezid? It sounds like all of a sudden, again, I'm kind of, this is the way I'm reading the Havminos Gana here. So the question is, this Knas, that seems to be his move here. The move is that by Shogeg they're not Konis. There's no Knas by the Shogeg. But presumably, originally, you would have thought it is. Originally, would have thought of it. So the question is, what's that? What's the question? Whether you'd have this knas by even by Shogeg or only by Mezid? Yeah, it seems like originally Aminu said it was knas by Shogeg and Mezid across the board. Nothing to do with Kanshin Shogeg not to Mezid. Because the Gemara doesn't get to that yet. The Gemara brings that in afterwards. But it seems like previously you just assumed that the knas applies by Shogeg also. Why not? Right? It didn't mention anything. And then the Gemara answered, no. It's only by Mezid, not by Shogeg. Shogeg's different. You didn't do anything wrong. It's funny he explains this. It's because the law of it is super amazing. The Chazor said, "I feel shvus." You know, Mishan Knasa. That whole funny thing.
Or you could say, it seems like one of two answers, right? The Gemara wants to know why don't you say Rabibi, right? Why aren't you bothered about Rabibi's problem that it may lead to the Raisa?
So the first answer is okay. In economy, so it proves that in Rabibi's case, we're not concerned about this kind of thing. Right, and the second answer is no. Really, let's defend it, and really, it's only talking about by Mezid here, and therefore, there's no problem. So, it would seem according to the first answer. I think the simplest way to learn is that the Knas was even by Shogeg, and therefore could have proven Rav Bibi's case. You know what I mean? Unless you're going to get into saying by Mezid, there's actually room to question. But if you take this assumption that by Mezid the guy's never going to violate, so then it must be that originally, according to the first answer, the Knas even applied by Shogeg. So it's not only Aminos Gana, it's really a question of the two answers. That's what the Gemara's specific about. It doesn't know. You always say what you always say about it. It's either you're going to say the Knas is by Shogeg also, in which case it proves Rav Bibi's thing, or if you want to say the Knas is only by Mezid, so then it's not going to be a proof. Okay, so it's a suffix in the Gemara. Okay, good. One thing is, this is a little bit, something a little difficult about the sugya. And you'll see also about the Kansir Shogat to Mezid next. The Kansir Shogat to Mezid means that you have a Kanas by Mezid, but maybe you'll say is that if you didn't have the Kanas by Shogeg, then it's going to turn out a guy's going to make a mistake and break the Kanas by Mezid. So, do you extend the Kanas, even though really we should only Kanas by Mezid, maybe they'll extend it even to Shogeg. So that's a machlokas. And it turns out it's a machlokas, so it's all with Shas. It's Gittin, I think, but there are a few places it comes up. So, the problem is that these are somewhat universal questions. And I try to look into the sugya there. I was
and doubt whether I really wanted to get into that whole sugya. It's a real sugya. So I decided that I want to try to do with these questions. I mean, this question also, like Dave was mentioning, is does this knas exist by shogeg or only by mezid? Right? So I want to just give definitions here. I mean, why it would exist, I mean, I don't want to get into all the sugyas about all different knasos and all different. I just want to know, like, what's halachically, what can you say about if you'd say the knas by mezid or by shogeg? But to really get down to, I mean, you'd have to make a study of it. Like, what kinds of knasos do they make in the different instances? And, you know, I don't want to, in this kind of shogeg to mezid, it's really it's a big sugya. But I just want to, like, kind of take it from the periphery and just kind of just give a definition and say tzarchi. And if we went into the sugyas and really researched the thing more fully, you know, but I think you could say a little bit without speculating too much, you know what I mean? Say a little bit, but you're not at the end of the line in terms of the svara. But that's as far as I want to go. I don't want to get too far into that. So this also again, okay. So at least at the very least, well, yeah. Sometimes there are knasas by shogeg, sometimes there aren't knasas by shogeg. But so could you say anything about that? Like, what is there? Could you classify, or what could you say about a knas if it's by shogeg, also, or what could you say about a knas if it's only by mezid? Could you come up with what would be a determinant, or what's the character of the knas if it's one or the other? I don't know, something like that, you know? Like, what's the difference? Is it just a matter of, should we do it by shogeg? Yeah, why not? Or is it based on some concept here, you know? I was thinking like this. We'll see. I don't know if it's a great spot, but let's see how it goes. So the thing is that it seems to me there's two ideas of a knas. One idea of a knas is a deterrent. A deterrent. Okay? A deterrent. So what it means is that you want to deter a guy from doing a certain behavior. And in order to do that, what you do is you set up a penalty for that behavior. And based on that, no one wants penalties. No one wants to be stuck there with their hand out there all Shabbos. And because of the existence of that penalty, so a guy's going to be careful not to get into that type of a situation. Okay? Once they realize there's a tendency of people to do this, sir. And in order to deter people from doing that, they set up a knas. There's a consequence if they do it. And this way, by the fact that there is that consequence, so guy's not going to do it. Right? And people don't put their hands in the fire because there's a consequence. No one does it. Even by accident. You just don't do it because there's a consequence. You just don't get close enough to do it by accident. This is a good deterrent. The fear of the consequence deters the person from putting his hand into a fire. So the idea of a knas is, according to this way of thinking, is the fear of consequence prevents a guy from doing the scissor, from putting his hand across the boundary. Okay, it's a fire. You're going to have to keep your hand there. So if that's the case, should that be by shogeg and mezid, or just mezid? Okay, good. So I think... I set it up a little bit. But. So it seemed that logic holds true by shogeg and by mezid. Because we don't want people doing this with b'shogeg or mezid, right? We don't want them doing... B'shogeg is also not good. That's still the beginning of the Otsad there, right? So we don't want that. Now, in a deterrent, so you see, why does the guy do something with shogeg? See, shogeg is always from a lack of shmira. He's not being careful. Again, a guy doesn't accidentally put his hand into a fire. A guy accidentally steps on his neighbor's, goes into his neighbor's yard or whatever, because he doesn't care about his neighbor. But a guy who cares about fire, he's not going to do it. In general, the things that you do with shogeg are things that you don't care about. And that's why you have an avera, that's why you're punished for shogeg. So you already mikla, you killed b'shogeg. You can't just say, oh, it was an accident. So this was an accident. But why were you chopping wood and whatever, whatever, whatever? And why are you driving down the car with 50 miles an hour where you know there are kids or whatever the case may be? You know, there's, in general, things happen b'shogeg because the guy is not concerned. He's lax about the proper concern that's in care that's necessary in the area. So if you have a deterrent in place, if you know that if you're going to do this thing, if you're going to put your hand across the border, you're stuck. Then a guy's not going to put his hand across the border. The mezid or b'shogeg. Even b'shogeg. Mezid certainly, because the guy's not going to do it because he knows the consequence. And b'shogeg, he's going to be careful near the border. He's going to be careful because he knows, everyone knows the story of Yankel who had his hand there the whole Shabbos. So the guy's going to be careful not to be that guy, you know? It's a bad situation. So as a deterrent, it makes sense even by shogeg. Okay? Deterrent, it makes sense even by shogeg. So far, so good? See, there's another way. The other way is... another idea of a kanas is a different concept, a different idea, which is, and it could be both of these are different, both exist. I'm just, the question is, what's this kanas? But another idea is like it's like a corrective behavior, so to speak. It's like a punishment to rectify the problem. Like a guy here, guy does an avera, that's a bad guy, and we can't let guys get away with this kind of a thing, so we're gonna punish him, so to speak. You know what I mean? It's like in order to correct, to punish. You know, it's like a punishment. It's a punishment for the purpose of rectifying the guy's problem. Okay. Oh yeah, you think you're gonna do this thing, Mezer? We're gonna punish you. You have to stay the whole Shabbos. So he's. I mean, it's true. Therefore, next time he's not gonna do it again. But it's not in the deterrent. It functions, so to speak, after the fact. Like the guy who does a bad thing, we're gonna punish him to make sure we can correct this deviant behavior. You know what I mean? So that idea, you could still argue that's by Shogeg also. You could argue that, but it seems to be that type of a thing in general is by Mezid. Like the idea of like seeing onshim in general, like it's Mezid. Like I showed you, it's a slappy. He made a mistake. So in general, it's true you don't want to prevent the guy, but it doesn't seem like the punishment, a fine, it seems to be in general is by a guy who's the concept of correcting the behavior is where a guy goes, pushes it too far. Now if he was lax, so he realizes there's an esser, there's a problem, and he has to get the tshuva. But it just in general, it would seem to be in this idea. At least I'm not saying it's impossible to have this idea in the shogeg, but it seems to be in the primarily this idea is a mezid idea. It means the guy is an avarion. He's doing this thing to mezid, and we're going to penalize him. We're going to correct, you know, punish him and make him and force him, you know, punish him to help rectify the behavior. Yeah. I'm saying is that these are both two types of kanasas. In general, two types of kanasas. The question is which kanas is this here? Which kanas is this here? As I'm sure, I mean, every sugya you're gonna do, you could ask the question, is it functioning primarily before the guy violates to deter, or is it essentially functioning after the guy violates to correct? So I mean, I'm sure you have kanasos of both types, of both sorts. And the question is, which sort is this kanas? Of which sort is this kanas? Now, what that's based upon is, I don't know what that's based upon. Why you'd think one or the other, yeah, I don't know, maybe based upon their understanding of Abaya's, I don't know, but they're two different ideas. Like, I'm sure that, you know, why they go one or the other, I mean, the guy's who wants Masubik about here, is what type of kanas is this? You know I mean, so it's not just a question of what are kanasos and jankaltar kula, they're both, they're two different ideas in the kanas. That's what I'm saying. And now the question is, that's what I meant, kind of like in a certain sense. That's what I meant, that I'm not going so deep into the svara, because you could still say, why should it be this kind of a kanas, or why should it be that kind of a kanas? It could be there's a better answer to that. It could be there's an answer. I mean, it could be, you know, again, I think this is good because it's a good definition. Some kind of kanas. The question is, which one is it? But it could be you could go further. I'm not sure. But it's still satisfying nonetheless. Okay, but now the question is, now Rashi makes this thing, but also, it's only a kanas. So Rashi explained the side that it's a kanas, that it's a punishment, so to speak. It's rectifying, correcting the behavior. So it's only a kanas, so it's only by mezid. And by shogeg, the guy didn't do anything wrong. Right? Or he didn't do anything by mezid, so we don't have to punish him. He says, and he says, pulling your hand back, ain't afilu shvos. And it's not even a shvaz pulling your hand back. Ilo misham kanasa. Dachalo kanas. Now the only thing is a kanas, and here there's no kanas, there's no penalty. Avodiyah sapas shvazi. Avodiyah sapas is a shvaz. So it's a vinigzer of minion. And it's made a gzera of a minion, like with the Zvazdan. Misham kanas shavodiyah sachat. It's a little bit like zerasam. They never knocked out their gzera in order to help the guy, prevent him from violating their isa. So what's he talking about? Why is he bringing this shvaz in? It's just not clear exactly how this whole Rashi fits in. Why is he bringing this up? So I'm thinking like this, is that what he's saying, like, you could ask the question, for instance, by Dias HaPas, right? Let's say Dias HaPas Gezerah. The halacha of, okay, I'll leave that with Dias HaPas. Okay, so the thing is like this, is that a Shvos, when you have a Shvos, so it means, what does it mean a Shvos? It means this is the Rabban. This is the Rabban, an extension of the Shvisa Shabbos. So for instance, when they set up this halacha that you're not allowed to bring your hand back, so the question is, what's the nature of the halacha?
So it, you could say it's a shvas. What do you mean a shvas? It would mean that the pulling your hand back across the rishos has a din of an issa d'rabanan, of a shvisa shabbos. Like that's maybe a hotzah midrabanan or something like that. Like the bringing a kikar back across the rishos, even though min haTorah it's not really hotzah because the object really is always in the rishos of the body, but it's like midrabanan defined that as like a maisa esser. Pulling your hand back across the boundary would be a maisa esser. Okay? Now if that's the case, then that's going to apply whether it's shogeg or mezid. It doesn't matter how it got there, whether you did the thing shogeg or mezid. The point is, if it were a shvas, if the way in which they accomplished this knas was by creating a shvas, like knas is they want to penalize you, but how do they do it? If they set up a shvas, which means if they define the action of bringing the outstretched hand back to the body as an issur d'rabbanan, so then it wouldn't matter how it got there, if it got the mezid or b'shogeg. It would go across the board. There's a knas, it would naturally extend to as far as it could. It would be categorical. But since the nature of this thing here is a pure knas, which means that it is a penalty, since it is a penalty, the question is, where do they penalize? It's not like there's intrinsically something wrong with the action of pulling your hand back. The question is, but the Rabbanan is saying, they're penalizing you and saying, since you did this thing bad, we're going to force you to stay there. Oh, well, that's by mezid, that's not by shogeg. But if the way in which they brought about the knas were that they said, since you did this thing bad, therefore, as they're setting up a knas, they're setting up an isser, and they're saying is, in order to penalize the guy, they're defining this, pulling your hand back as a shvas. So in a shvas, if they're defining that, if there were a shvas, which means they'd be defining pulling your hand back as an isur d'rabbanan, so then it would extend even It would extend even to shogeg. But that's what he's saying, because there isn't. That's not the case. Then in order to be matir, then they'd have like by shogeg or whatever, then they'd really have to give an exception, but that they're not going to do. But since they did, it's not a shvas here. This is just purely a penalty. So then it's bound by the extent of the where they should apply the penalty. But it's not. He's saying that's his point. He's saying is that since this normally halacha doesn't work like this. You don't go into saying should we penalize the guy here? Should we not? Because usually they have an isser. This is my isser. Pull it back. You can't pull it back. So why are we going into? Well, should we be penalizing the guy or not? Oh, because this is not a normal issur. This is a penalty. So penalty is, so to speak, case by case, and it's going to apply only where the penalty is appropriate. But it's like an underlying assumption in this whole argument is that of differentiating between shogeg and mezid is that this isn't, the Rabbanan did not define pulling your hand back as like hotzam and Rabbanan. Rather, it's just a knas. So then it's only going to apply where it makes sense to apply. That's it, because Zoros Yodov isn't a shvas. So therefore, if it were a shvas, then it would apply no matter what. But he's saying it isn't a shvas. So then now it's just going to apply wherever the knas makes sense. He's bringing up the point here because he's saying is that this thing isn't by shogeg. So he wants to know why isn't it by shogeg. So he's saying is because Mishum, it's not because of the Rabbi's problem, Mishum Lovri Sur Bishogeg. No, sorry, those are mezid. So therefore, there's no reason to make a knas, and also it's not a shvas. So there would be two ways that it could be also if my shogeg. Either if he did something wrong by shogeg, like it was really a bad behavior that he had to correct, or even if it weren't that, but if there were a shvas here, if the way in which they accomplished their knas was that they set up a shvas, so then that's the reason why they did it, but they set up a shvas. You know what I mean? So then it would also be. It's true. That's what Daniel was saying. It's true. Is that originally when it was kikarmelis, then it really would have been asur by shogeg because then it really was like a knas. That was the type. Then it would be like a shvas. That was the type of shvas that it would have been. You know that they defined it as a karmelis. Then it's really a shvas. And then it did apply by shogeg mezid. But that's what he's saying is that in this stage of the game, it's not a shvas. That's not a problem. It's true. That's what he's saying is that since this is not a real shvas and it's only like a knas of alma. Right, it's not the Knas of Kanas, the Knas of Alma, so therefore, that's why it doesn't, you could limit it and say it's not going to apply by shogeg. You know, so that's, he's making recourse to that. As I mentioned, that's good. You're right, when it was a real Knas of Karmelis, that would have been like Shvas.
And as the kanas is, they define it as caramelous, and once it's caramelous, that's it. So now it's going to imply across the board, so it means that it's it. But here, it's a kanas of alma. So kanas of alma means it doesn't grab hold of anything greater. It's not a shvas. It's just a kanas of alma. So now you could say, I'm going to limit it only to, you know. But that's the presupposition here of how they could limit it only to maize and not to shogi. What I'd like to do, I guess, for tomorrow is the Gemara is going to say, go into this thing of Shikansina Shogat to Mezid. Okay, are you Kone Shogat to Mezid? Okay, which again, it's a Sugya. I looked at it in Gittin. I have to check my notes if I had any sources, but I think I just want to know what's the idea, like similar to what we did today. What's the idea of, what would be an argument to say? Again, sometimes you say it, sometimes you don't say it, the Gemara gets into all different pratim. Whether you can extend the kanas from mezid to shogeg or you don't. But this is presuming that kanas really shall only be by mezid, because you shall only penalize again by mezid. But do you somehow extend it to shogeg or to the mezid? Because it will lead to problems. And I guess you have to explain. What's the concept behind saying consider shogeg mezid, and what would be the argument to say that you would be, or the argument to say that you wouldn't be? Again, but you should know it's not an absolute thing. You could say it sometimes and not other times. So it's not like it's a question of is kanas this or is, you know what I mean? Like, just what's this? Show me an argument to say that you wouldn't, an argument to say that you wouldn't, with keeping in mind that these arguments could be applied or not applied in different instances. And if you do that, it may not be that long. You could go further than more. We're running towards, coming towards the two dots. Then it's going to go to Rabibi. We're going to go back to Rabibi again. We're just going to take up Rabibi a little bit.